What I'm going to endeavor to do this hour is to speak on the historicity of Old Testament materials, and particularly the so-called documentary hypothesis as to the origins of the material in the first five books of the Bible. And after I've said something about this, then I'm going to talk about the implications of this for the reliability of the accounts that you find in the early material in the Bible. This is going to take us to a few remarks on the miraculous, since these accounts contain miraculous events. And then this will lead on to the question of the uniqueness of the Old Testament message and the relationship of Hebrew to Greek thought. Later on in this course, you're going to deal with the thought of the Greeks. You're going to be comparing and contrasting this with Hebrew thought, and I want to make a few remarks on that at the end of the period. Obviously, it's not possible to do very much with this kind of a topic in such a short time, and for this reason, I have made available some materials which presumably you've received. There are three pieces of material which I hope everybody has obtained. One of these is a mimeographed essay by a graduate student of mine. This essay is going to be published in a book later on this year. The other two materials I have done myself. One of them is an essay dealing with McNeil's Rise of the West, and you're reading sections of this in connection with your course. The other is a printed article entitled History and Christianity, which applies some of the points I'm going to make this period to the problem of New Testament